There's Middle Class Right. It's KZOZ. There it is. Sounds of Travis Larson Band. Travis Larson, the band, in a box today. Getting ready to head out on tour with their new CD. The project is called Sound of Mind. And thanks for coming in, man. It's good to see you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back, you guys.
I think we had you in, was it last year? Has it been a little bit longer than that?
It's been a little bit longer.
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah, we were filming our 10-year anniversary DVD. This was maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
And, I remember kind of vaguely that we were talking about Jessica Simpson the whole time.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think I actually ended up defending her from what I remember, because you guys, it was that deal where the in-ears hadn't worked on TV.
Right.
And she, so I was giving you guys kind of the scoop on how in-ears work. But today, you've got me not wanting to ever use my smartphone again.
Sorry about that.
And
are you a beer drinker?
If it sells records, sure. No.
Beer.
Well, today we'll probably ask you a little bit about beer. We're doing our Battle of the Brews right now, and it's a bracket style tournament where beers take on each other by voting online, and then somebody's going to win their weight in beer. If you've heard about this,
so you're gonna give away someone's weight in beer. We're actually going to give away someone's weight in gear.
Is that right?
At our release party, yeah.
Really? So, and this is going on Friday night, right?
This is going on Friday night. Yeah. Thursday night we're going to do a warm up show at the Frog and Peach down in Slo, but then Friday night we're up at the Poorhouse in Paso, and we're giving away like close to $4,000 in music equipment.
Wow.
It pays to play a non-commercial instrumental music sometimes, because sponsors realize that the only people that listen to me are guitar players.
Yes.
So
how is that? I mean, when you get into music, it's got to be, I mean, there must have been a rock and roll fantasy somewhere there along the way, right?
Oh, sure. There was a time where I was wearing football pants and wanted to be Mick Jagger. Yeah.
And then at what point did you cross over and say, okay, I'm just going to play the hell out of my guitar to the best of my ability, and that's going to be my passion?
Well, quite honestly, you find out what your strengths are.
Uh-huh.
And my strength was not being Mick Jagger. It was playing the hell out of my guitar. That's as simple as that.
The singing can't be that bad, though. I mean, you've obviously got a musical ear. You're very talented at playing.
Have you ever tried to sing?
I can. Oh, yeah. I showed up to a grand opening for Fault Line Music a couple weeks ago, and he kind of put me on the spot, and I didn't have the band, so I actually had to get up and sing a Hendrix tune, because it's all I had. They gave me here's an acoustic guitar and do something.
Wow.
You know? But it's one of those things where if you don't do it to the level you want to do it, mm-hmm. then you might as well follow your strengths. And like I said, that's more the six string thing than it is the singing thing. And then I started getting in, you know, I grew up a little bit, you know, I don't want to give away my age too much, but a little bit in the 70s, mm-hmm. 80s era of, you know, there was a lot of instrumental guitar shred guys back then.
Right, guitar gods.
Yeah, and even bands like ELP that didn't even have really a guitar player, but a lot of kind of their weird music. You know, mm-hmm. for lack of a better.
Right.
Yeah, and I grew up, you guys play a lot of Rush on the station.
Yeah.
That's probably my number one all-time band, or one of them.
Yeah.
You know?
What about 80s? Where were you at in the 80s? Like mid-80s? Were you,
well, as far as...
Were you singing Sarah Smile?
It's funny you say that, because I was doing a little bit of that.
Too. Oh, were you really?
Sure.
So then you must be familiar with the band Toto.
Steve Lukather plays on one of my records.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's actually a good buddy.
You want to do a little karaoke? Jeff and I do a game called Scaraoke, where we sing really badly, and then people have to call in and tell us who actually did a little bit better than the other one.
Gotcha.
Do you know the words to Toto?
I don't.
I'm glad we're not playing that game.
But that doesn't mean I couldn't hum along. I can do a pretty good Bobby Kimball.
Yeah. How about we hear a little the Travis Larson's band? What are you going to play for us for a song?
We're going to do this is kind of my homage to classic rock on
the very
record.
Cool.
It's kind of like every classic rock riff thrown into one tune.
And right. Is this off of Sound Mind?
This is off of Sound Mind, and it's called a What's What, because it's kind of got a little Rush in there, a little Who, a little bit of
let's hear
all
this.
Kinds of stuff. So let's
very cool.
fire this up here.
Now remember, a lot of bands were always come with CDs, and they always ask us to play a track off their CD. Travis is not doing that; he's playing live in studio.
Yes. I've never done that here.
No,
time I show
plugs
up,
in. Always live. And we are going to give away. We got some copies of this. Check out the tune, and we'll give it away coming up here in just a minute. Travis Larson Band, Sound Mind. cool, man.
Awesome.
Travis Larson live in studio. That is track 8. It's called What's What. That's off Sound Mind, the new CD that they have out right now. They've got a couple of big parties going on that you have to attend. And that they're going to be at the Frog and Peach tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes. Thursday night. Farmers, come on down and have some fun.
Do you find when you're doing a live show that people do what we were just doing? And that
stare,
is
like in amazement,
getting up as close as they possibly can and watching the mechanics of you at work.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
On the guitar.
I was just going to say, I've never got to see anybody play that close up. I mean, I'm like right in front of Travis, just watching his fingers go the whole time. That was awesome.
And it's really a treat for us. And I feel bad for, like, I mean, because in by no stretch are any of the three of us
musical
aficionados.
Yeah, well, you know how they call foodies, people that like food, and cooks and stuff like that. We're not technical musical fans, but I mean, if you are a technical musical fan, you seriously, I mean, I was mesmerized by what you were doing there.
Well, then apparently you're either a technical musical fan or it works on everybody,
yeah,
right?
No, it's really cool.
I mean, there's so much sound coming out of you right there. And it's like, you know, if you haven't seen this before, I noticed we're videotaping today. These videos on your guys' website where people can go watch it. I mean, even like when you, and I don't know what that box is you have on the floor that's, you know, your band in a box, but like to watch you run that whole thing is really cool.
Yeah, well, the beauty of technology, this is a Digitech, by the way, which I've done a lot of clinic tours for and things like that, but the technology has really allowed us to do a lot more in the last 10 years as a band. We can actually tour less expensively now, too, because with speaker simulators and amp simulators, you don't need to drag out these huge truckloads of gear. I can get on a plane and plug straight into a PA if a club's got a decent sound system and get away with sounding pretty close to what I have with my full rig. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing, you know. I mean, and being able to come into stuff like this, it's great because you can literally travel with a bag and a guitar. And
stuff. Right. 10 years ago, if you wanted to play a radio show at 8:45 in the morning, I imagine
it's
you would
a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd have to get
here
up
at like 5:30. Bring the truck, rent a truck, get all the gear
we
here.
We came out with our first record in '98, and when we did our first, say, 5-6 years of touring doing radio shows like this, we literally moved the whole band into a separate booth. We would come in, we'd load the drums in, we'd bring our own sound guy, we'd have a snake to a separate board. I mean, it was ridiculous, like you're saying. It was basically a traveling recording studio just to get it on the air.
Now, who are the other guys in the band?
Well, one of them is standing behind you. That's Jennifer Young.
Not a guy.
Hey, Jennifer!
Jennifer Young has been playing bass. We've actually been playing together for better part of 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then we've been with a guy named Dale Moon on drums. Oddly enough, he's a drummer. His name's Moon.
Wow. Uh-huh. No relation?
No relation.
Okay.
Just as crazy. That's always the
That's
quote.
Scary.
we definitely, been out there road dogs for a long time, and we're about to do 18 nights in a row starting tomorrow, and then we come home for a little bit, and then we go out and do the Midwest, East Coast. But and last year we did a sold out tour with UFO, did their entire U.S. tour. I've been doing a lot of stuff, man. Been trying to get out there, and like you said, trying to find, or I guess just get this music in front of a lot of people, because
right.
Yeah.
people appreciate good music still.
These tours must be, you know, towards the end of them, they must be draining. I mean, you know, going out there almost every night, and or you're on the road.
I'll tell you what they drain is my gas tank. We were talking about $150 a gallon for oil, and, you know, we have a V10 cargo van.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, sure, yeah.
You know?
I can only imagine.
And it's like $100 a tank.
Is this what you do throughout the year? You do these tours, and that kind of pays for everything? Or do you work outside of this?
No, this is it, man. I quit my job in 2003. I worked at a video store.
Well, congratulations.
Well,
that's awesome.
You saw the writing on the wall on that one, right?
Me and Quentin Tarantino.
Travis Larson in studio. We got some of the CDs. We want to give them away now. This is the brand new one just out, Sound Mind. And, of course, tomorrow night you can catch these guys at the Frog and Peach, also Farmer's Market. And then on Friday, June 3rd, at the Poorhouse up in Paso Robles.
Giving away $4,000 worth of free gear that night.
How are you giving that away? What do you
I have a whole bunch of really friendly sponsors that take care of us with equipment, help us out on the road, and we have a custom 412 guitar cab that was built by Electro Voice. It's the same, basically the same one Zach Wilde uses,
wow.
But it doesn't have his name on it. It's about a $2,500 cab, and it's built to match the album cover. It's black and white. It looks like our album cover, and then we're giving away a $700 wireless system. and giving away some microphones that are a couple hundred bucks a piece and a bunch of swag. So it's going to be a good night.
So how do you win those? Is it going to be like just a drawing or a talent contest?
It'll just be a show up. It's free admission, and we give you a raffle ticket and at the end of the night. So if you can bear listening to me for 2 hours, you can win this stuff.
Oh, I guarantee you.
I'd
like you to play another song. Is that cool?
Yeah.
We got to get to a break, though. We got to play a couple commercials, and we'll come back, and then we'll have Travis Larson pick up another tune for us off Sound Mind. Don't forget their website, TravisLarsonBand.com. You can follow them on the web there. 543-3693. Next couple people in, you can score this new CD, Sound Mind. All right, we'll get to a quick break, and we'll be right back. KZOC. Very cool. I like that.
I like that one.
I could hear that at a roller derby match, Chiba.
I was rocking to it. That was awesome.
You wouldn't come after her for playing your tunes at a roller derby match, would you?
Come after her?
Yeah. That'd be pretty awesome, right? Travis Larson Band in house. TravisLarsonBand.com is the website. Tomorrow night at the Frog and Peach. Friday at the Powerhouse in Paso.
Poorhouse. That might take you to that old motorcycle
park. Oh, yeah, that's very true.
You don't want to go there.
Poorhouse. And their new CD is out right now, Sound Mind. So, listen, we wanted to give away some tickets to an event that's also happening on Friday to benefit the AmpSurf community, AmpSurf.org. Have you heard of these guys?
Sure.
It's a wine-tasting beer and bikini thing that's happening at the Cliffs in the afternoon. I think it starts around 4 or 5 o'clock. And we thought what we would do is we tried doing this last week with PK, the guys from Templeton. And, of course, they're not so well-versed in music that's not their own. They're pretty young kids in their early
20s. But we figured a guitar veteran like you and growing up listening to KZOC and living in the area, as you said, from the 70s and 80s and on through the 90s and today, we thought that you might be well-versed at playing random tunes on the KZOZ playlist.
I could do that.
But the thing is, I'm afraid, Jeff.
It's going to be too good?
It's going to be too easy because he's going to nail it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, do you know any TV tunes? Like, if I wrote down, maybe we would do, like, see if you could play.
Can we give him right of refusal on these?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Can you read that? Don't play it yet.
Okay.
Do you think you could play that from, do you remember the song?
I think I can come up with something.
Like, if I wrote down TV shows and you could remember about what you thought it sounded like, would you think you'd be able to recreate it on the guitar?
I could get close.
Okay.
I like it.
So why don't we all just write down two?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take a break, and then we'll give you a chance to call in 543-3693 if you want to play Name That TV Tune with Travis Larson in studio guest on the TV Tune machine, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is if you win, you're going to win tickets to go to the Barrel event Friday evening at the Cliffs to benefit Amp Surf with Wine Waves and Beyond. 543-3693. Give us a jingle. Throw your dollar bills and leave your thrill. Be the definition. Jeff and Jeremy, it's KZOZ. Travis Larson live in studio. We want to give away some tickets to the Wine Wave and Beyond Barrel to Barrel tasting. This is unlimited wine, 3 hours at the Cliffs on the lawn Friday evening. Great way to wrap up your work week. They've got the bikini show going on there as well, and they'll have beer, wine, and lots of great food. This is an event that's, I think, a $60, $70 event. You can win a pair of tickets for yourself right now. 543-3693. Call up 543-3693, and you'll have a shot to play Name That TV Tune.
We've really put Travis Larson on the spot here because I didn't even know. I mean, I would think my assumption would be of you that you don't spend a lot of time in front of a boob tube.
Not now.
Not because you're working on the music constantly.
But there was a time. That's why all my references are 25 years old.
Okay, so how should we do this? Should we go first to two wins?
Yeah. First one to get two correct.
Who do we have here on one?
Rick is on line one. He's calling from Paso Robles.
Oh, hello, Rick. How are you?
Very good. How's it going?
Good. All right. Hold on 1 second here. We'll find out who you're going to be playing against. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Ashley,
where are you calling from?
Paso Robles.
Oh, both in Paso. Coming down for the Wine Ways and Beyond event. Very cool. All right, let me get you guys together here. Rick, say good morning to Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right, so guys, how it's going to work is we've come up with a list of songs in the last couple of minutes here while we were playing.
Had a pulled the huddle in together and like, okay, what are we going to go with? Can you do this? Can you do that?
He can do a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
He can do a little bit of a lot,
really,
which is really
impressive.
Cool.
A little bit of a lot. There's a press quote right there.
Now, he did name that rock tune last week with PK, and they had to really hum and sing a lot of it, and that's cool. But we figured
that would be
way too easy for you guys to nail because he'd be able to play Pearl Jam, Rad, Petty. I had Gino. I had all these songs written down, Hendrix. So what we decided to do instead is we're going to play TV themes. And the first person to get two TV themes correct is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
And all you have to do is ring in by saying your name. Do not blurt out the answer until you're called upon in case the other person rang in before you. All right, so what's going to happen is I'm going to – can I just point at one of these and that's the one where you know you're going to do?
How about I choose, just okay. So I know what I'm doing.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, I'll start with an obscure one. There's one for our age group.
Okay.
All right, so it's a picture of Rainy Street. It's a metropolitan city.
I like how you paint the scene. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rick. Cheers.
No.
Cheers is not correct.
No, no, no. All right. Actually, you have a little bit more of the song. Here comes a little bit more from Travis Larson. Take a listen.
I can tell by her voice she's not old enough to get this. Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking. How old are you, Ashley?
26.
Okay. That was...
That's about how old this theme is.
Yeah. That was the Hill Street Blues. Sorry, Ashley. All right.
Have we run out of TV songs, we'll go to the regular songs, right, this morning?
Yeah, sure.
You want to move on to another TV song?
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody got that one.
First one to get two
point
right.
Point at the one that you would want to go to next.
Let's see. What was the...
Up here. Or okay. The top of the page.
I was going to pick something one? A little more contemporary.
Okay. Here. Well, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
You guys will know what it is.
Paint the picture again if you want to. That
you
was
can
very,
play anything you want. You don't have to go off this
I'm
list.
I'm wearing a sweater. You know, I'm a okay. little bit conservative.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There's.
Something like that.
Can I start singing?
Yeah. I think we've. Oh.
What would we do, baby?
All right. Anybody?
Yeah.
Play it again.
What is it?
That was actually okay. Really close.
Anybody want to take a guess?
I have a clue.
Okay, I'll throw a really easy one at him.
Jeremy's got it on the.
Boy, it's a Family Ties.
So close.
Yeah.
What you were able to do?
I mean, it was a little bit faster, but.
Oh, it's great, though. I mean, come on. When's the last time anybody's seen Family Ties?
Yeah.
Right. I have to say I'm disappointed in both of you.
That's pretty spot on, Travis.
All right, that's okay. First of two is going to win. You got another one for us?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it. Or you want to paint the picture?
Similar to the first one. Rainy metropolitan city street.
Okay.
Something like that.
It's getting past that initial part.
Right, right.
Any nobody rung
on
in.
That one?
Well,
no,
you could...
I have no idea.
Okay, that was Barney Miller.
Miller.
Do you have anything in the last 10 years?
That was Night Court.
Oh, was that Night Court?
You're not even getting it right. Come on, man.
Well, they're all so close.
I was going to guess Barney Miller, but it didn't sound like it.
Okay.
That's Barney Miller.
Maybe we should go with the songs.
Okay, I guess we'll go with the songs.
I feel bad because we put Travis on the spot.
Yeah, hey, I know I'm delivering.
You are.
You really are. I mean, this is hard. This is a hard game when we play just the TV tunes off of the CD for the listeners.
Okay, just regular songs?
Yeah.
Okay,
now we're moving on to regular songs, guys. These aren't TV shows. These are regular songs that you should know. From being a KZOZ listener, okay?
Okay.
Rick and Ashley.
You guys took all the fun out of it. I could have played. We'll play later.
All right, so this is, it's not like I've played this in 20, 22 years or something either, but we're going to see if it's still under the fingers.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Ashley?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, ring in when you know what it is. Go ahead.
Rick. Bon Jovi.
What song?
I hate Bon Jovi.
That is not the song.
Can we give him, half a point?
No, but Ashley can come in for the steal. Go ahead and play a little bit more.
It's the theme for Deadliest Catch, right?
Travis is totally giving it away, Rick. You're not going to have a shot. All right, Ashley, hit a little bit more of the song here.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
He is human.
Hi, good morning. This is Spencer. I just heard, I think it was two songs ago. Was that Night Court?
Spencer, you get 1 point. Good job.
It was. Did you get the song he was just playing?
Good Lord.
I thought I would try that. Sorry. That didn't work. I'm getting annoyed with Rick and Ashley. I apologize, guys, but come on. That was Wanted Dead or Alive.
I don't know.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
No, I don't think they are. All right. Or you can play one of your own.
Yeah, you can play whatever you want to play.
I know some stuff you guys are playing.
Okay, here we go.
Here's an easy one.
Maybe my
song. Should be easy.
My songs are too hard, apparently.
Rick? Van Halen, ain't talking about love.
There we go.
Rick.
Rick's on the board.
Thank God you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this at your shows, right?
Exactly. Didn't I tell you this is what the shows are?
You know, if your bassist or your guitar, or I'm sorry, or your drummer comes in late, you could always do this to kill time. All right, so we only need one more win from Rick, point to win. All right, here we go. Here comes the next one.
All right, here's another KZOZ favorite.
All right, thank you.
Wait, I haven't played this one in 20 years yet. There it is. Well, you got it.
Rick, what Rick. Is it?
Rush, Tom Sawyer.
No, it's not Tom Sawyer.
he was saying that because he heard Travis say earlier that he was a big Rush fan.
Ashley? Ashley, are you there?
Ashley's given up all hope whatsoever.
Hear it on the radio.
Yeah, with Spirit of Radio. There you go. Nice job. Hey, congratulations, Rick. You won because the girl gave up.
Yes. You beat her in the submission.
Yeah,
good job.
Congratulations. You beat a 16-year-old.
26.
Oh, that's what it was. Hold on, Rick. We'll get you some tickets. All right. Well, great to see you, man.
Hey, great to see you guys.
It was a real pleasure having you in here.
And always a fun time.
We love it when you come by. I just have one question to ask you. We're talking about technology all through the morning this morning. We're talking about news earlier before you got here and all that stuff and how they've gotten lazy. Do you feel technology has made it to where there's going to be less and less guitar heroes such as yourself?
Well, this is an interesting discussion that we go on about. But here's what's really fascinating about it in the last couple of years is because of Guitar Hero, the video games, and Rock Band and all that, my career has certainly gotten better.
It's gotten more secure,
definitely, because and when I started this, you know, keep in mind I started playing this music, I grew up in an era where this was popular, but I started doing it in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get arrested for playing a guitar solo in the early 90s, you know?
Right,
everything was grunge and simplistic and based off the punk era and all that, and so it's definitely changed. That has changed the world. Now, people staying at home and watching their plasmas instead of going to shows, that's something we need to start talking about.
Well,
you know,
that's why.
And what about like electrical, like, you know, equipment recreating the same sound as a drum kit or, you know, synthesizers
or guitar
and stuff like that?
Well, my view of it, if you're talking about people that maybe can create something that don't necessarily have all that creativity in them, you know, people are able to just rip a piece of something here and a piece of something there and glue it together and call it a record.
Mm-hmm.
It's a touchy subject, but
there's always going to be a place for, you know, bands, instruments, you know,
I hope
raw
so.
Guitar heroes.
Yeah,
guitar heroes, not the ones that push the red and yellow and green buttons.
I would hope that somebody that spends their life working on a skill in an art form would always be interesting to some other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why you know, radio stations that play real rock and roll like KZOZ are you know, hopefully going to be sticking around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I mean, there's definitely pros and cons, and my career has gotten much easier, you know, on a logistics level. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people like to sit at home and watch their plasmas instead of going to shows.
Well, no excuse tomorrow night and Friday night. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Frog and Peach.
Yep.
And on Friday night, you'll be at the Poorhouse in Paso Robles.
Are you going to be playing? You said Farmer's Market. Are you going to be in Farmer's Market?
Farmer's Market's
just
going
after.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be going on right after. But
Right when Farmer's Markets get done, spill into the Frog and Peach and watch a piece of guitar work done.
All right. Well, man, good to see you. Don't forget the website, TravisLarsonBand.com, to follow along and check out the new CD, Sound Mind, And it was good to see part of the band here, and tell everybody else we said hello and good luck on your tour.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us back, and we hope to see you guys again soon.
Yes. Coming up, Know the Show. Stick around. We'll get to that next. KCOZ.